Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and today we are talking about what's happening in Wisconsin and new subpoenas out in Arizona. Okay, so before we get started, I want you to always click on the links below because I want to help you. Should you become ill or injured, I want money coming into your house because the number one reason of bankruptcy and foreclosure is not having money come in. Also, with inflation going crazy, the national amp, not even with inflation, but even now with inflation, because inflation's going crazy, the national average of people running out of retirement is 10 years. So I want to help you with that. I want to help you have tax-free retirement that will sustain you and also help you should you become ill or injured, or in case you want to leave a legacy for your family too, in case you die too soon. So the links below, check that out. So let's first talk about what's happening in Wisconsin. Did you know that there is 157,299 illegal ballots cast in Wisconsin's presidential election? This is crazy, right? So the director, Matt Bernard, has announced that they have discovered at least 157,299 illegal ballots cast in Wisconsin, and that sounds very similar to the numbers that just came out last week with Arizona. The amount of ballots they believe to have been illegally cast is about 8 times the 20,000 vote margin of victory in the election. According to the report, which was released on Tuesday, the organization has identified 7 tranches of illegal ballots. Number one is early ballot and absentee ballots cast in the names of voters registered illegally. Number two, voters illegally claiming indefinite confinement status as reason to vote absentee. Wisconsin did not allow the COVID-19 quarantine as a reason to claim indefinitely confined status. The EABCINV match to permanent out-of-state moves in the National Change of Address database. At the time we processed this match in mid-November, the database contained records as far back as 4 years prior to as a recent as October 1st, 2020. The EABCINV matched to out-of-state subsequent registrations using our national voter database. In these cases, the voter had registered in Wisconsin and matched a voter subsequently registered in other states. Election day ballot cast in the name of voters registered illegally, and the EDBCINV match to the NCOA and OOSSR. That sounds like a lesson from Sesame Street. Do you know your alphabet, people? And then the last one is unmatched, invalid residencies among the alphabet soup that I just said to you. So, we expect the number of illegal ballots. This is coming from, the LAA noted that due to the limitations of time, budget, and the inability to access necessary government databases, they can only analyze the first four of the 7 areas that they were looking at. And they said, we expect the number of illegal ballots to reflect the percentage found in tranches 1 and 4. Likely, this number would come in at around 157,299. This significantly exceeds the margin of victory in the 2020 general election in Wisconsin, which is 20,695. The report explains whether using the likely projections or the bare minimum, which assumes everything we did not examine or could not determine was legal, we must conclude beyond a measure of reasonable doubt that the deserved winner of the state of elections presidential electoral vote in 2020 general election is unknowable. It also does indicate that the widespread voter fraud definitely occurred on a statewide scale, as per our findings and Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling in 2020. But furthermore, that sitting state representatives knew about the situation, as per their own family members claiming the status illegally. Wow, some big stuff. So let me tell you about Arizona. This is the final warning issued in Arizona election audit. The Arizona Senate gave a stark warning to Maricopa County, and the Senate issued a deadline of October 2nd for Maricopa to hand over the routers and their passwords. Over the last few months, Maricopa has been stonewalling, slow walking the entire audit. And despite this, the audit has been able to move forward with much success. There is now over 100,000 ballots in question, and the audit hasn't even gone to the voting machines yet. These routers and their passwords are needed, and the subpoena was also issued, I believe, to Dominion as well. So some of that is coming out of Arizona. So new subpoenas have been served. So hopefully we will get the information needed. Anyways, that's what I have. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Comment below. Also, Rumble, like, share, subscribe. Always, always, always. All right. Thank you guys for your time. Love you. Have a great day.